Grizzly ball, shooting to the bucket to our left. Bounce pass on the low block. Carlos Paul has it. Spin move, drop step, up and around. Good as he makes the move around Outlaw. Carlos is too quick for Outlaw, and it's 31-22. Grizzlies trail by 9. Good start to the half. Marcus Watson will dribble over to the left now, back over on the right point. Picked up by Kyle Germany. Gets a screen, gets another screen. Switch, and they'll get Kamari on him. Josh Mio picked up by Germany. Now Amarian Dickerson goes by his guy, steps through on the driving layup, no good. Tipped up, no good by Outlaw. Rebound comes across, picked up by Javian Downey. Javian drives all the way to the hole. Right hand off the backboard is blocked. Must have got it before it hit the board. And it comes back the other way. Here's a pass across to the far corner. They'll move it around the horn. Or as my old buddy Dean Smith used to say, throw it around the infield. Down the key, here's Mio on the drive, and he'll be held. Kyle Germany. And Mio will shoot two. Mio, two out of two tonight. Shoot two times here in quarter, in the second half, that is. Here's a free throw, and no good. Josh Mio tries again, and no good again. Long rebound, and Urchi Hanami chases it down. I've never seen a basketball team win as many games as this team does and be this bad at the free throw line. It's amazing. In the corner, Urchi for three. Good! Urchi Hanami from downtown in the right corner. And a timeout's going to be called. The Grizzlies have pulled within six. 18:36 to play. It'll be a 30-second timeout. Grizzlies down 31-25. Back in 30 seconds on KDY. Grizzlies need a stop here. Cut this thing down a little more. They're only down six. Down the left side, Marcus Watson inside out pass to Mio. Hook pass across. Watson's got a wide open three on the left wing. That's no good. It's up and in by Marion Dickerson. He came from the left side, swooping across, and that long wingspan, that wide wingspan, tipped it in with the right hand, 33-25. Kamari Vinson to the left wing. Kyle Germany out circle with it. Crossover dribble down the lane. Left hand running layup is good. Kyle Germany gets to the bucket, and he has five. 33-27. Mio to the right point, left point, right point. Marcus Watson gets a screen. Mio has it on the right wing. Dribbles to the baseline, triple teamed. Now has to get rid of it. Does with 13 on the shot clock. Marion Dickerson dribbles across, stops, leans in, shoots off the board, and good. Boy, he is a tough matchup. He is 6'4", Javian Downey at 6 feet, 6'1". Doesn't match up very well. We don't have a good matchup for him. Grizzlies now. Here's Urchi with another three. That's way short. Ball will be loose and picked up by the Grizzlies. Now Kyle has it, knocked away from behind. It'll be Grizzly basketball with 17:04 to play in the second half. Lucas Prola back in for the Grizzlies. Germany will throw it in for the Grizzlies. In the corner, Lucas Prola out to the point. Kamari Vinson passed up the shot. Now Lucas has it at the right point. Dribbles with the left hand back outside to the right side, right corner. Kyle Germany screened to the left. Hedge play, good defense. Preston Turner in the game for the Cardinals. Hook pass across. There's a typical turnover that we've had this season. A hook pass stolen. And, oh, Turner blew the dunk. Wow. I don't think he was fouled. Now ball stolen away again. Another turnover. And Marion Dickerson, he lays it up and in. And now in the left quarter, here's Kyle with a jumper. No good. Preston Turner with a rebound. Marion Dickerson has all 6 points. He shoots for a three. He's got a rim. Rim shot comes out and comes off to Urchi Hanami. I thought that was down. Kamari Vinson back in the front court. Down by 10, 37-27. This is, for the most part, very much a half-court game. So possessions are even more precious. Kyle Germany dishes inside. Pump fake up and around shot. No good by Carlos Paul, but he got fouled, and he'll shoot two. Good job by Kyle Germany to set that play up. First foul on the Marion Dickerson for Mineral Area. Grizzlies have Kyle Germany, Lucas Prola, Carlos Paul, Kamari Vinson, and Urji Hunami on the floor right now. Two shots for Carlos. First try, good. Carlos has 10. Trayon Grant Foster and Riley Whitaker in the game for the Grizzlies. Kamari Vinson and Urji Hunami go out. At the end of this game, we'll name our Don's Auto Service Player of the Game. One more try, and good. Marcus Watson walks it up. Richard Malator back in the ball game, 6'8 postman. Screen left, back pass, Preston Turner. Steps through, left hand shot off the board, no good. Went after his own rebound. Couldn't get it. Malator did. He shoots, and he's fouled on the play, and that'll be on Trayon Grant Foster. If I told Carlos Paul right now he's the only player for the Grizzlies without a foul, he'd probably start laughing. He's usually on the other end of that. Here's an air ball by Malator on the first free throw. And Carlos comes out of the lineup. Kenton Peebles checks in. Second attempt, and good. 38-29. And here comes the full court pressure. Kyle has it. Middle of the floor, Lucas Prola. Back to Kyle. Back to Lucas. Crossover dribble, breaks the press easily. As it knocked away from behind, loose basketball, and it's going to be stolen by the Cardinals. Turnover 15, down the floor quickly. Watson with a driving layup with the right hand, coming across the lane, lays it up and good. Watson, Grizzlies back, down by 11. Trayon dribbles in, steps through, lost the basketball. And we got bailed out there. The ball is out of bounds. Look like Trayon just lost it, but they're going to say that Mineral Area touched it last. Xavier Downey will come in for Kyle Germany. 14:55 to go, a lot of time to go in the game, down by 11. Out front, Lucas Prola on the inbound pass. Fakes left, goes right, curls over, free throw line, jump shot is good. That's what we've been missing all year right there. He is slick. He is smooth. Lucas Prola with a bucket. 40-31. Watson works his way to the baseline. Goes up with a shot over Riley Whitaker. Up and good. Watson has 10. At court, Lucas. Bounced it up ahead. Javian Downey. Kicks it left corner. Back out it goes. Javian. Kenton in the left corner, lob pass out near the timeline. Lucas Prola, the point guard, stood up. Lucas has it, left point. He's going to shoot another three, and that ball is off. Rebound slapped long, picked up by the Cardinals. They break long pass ahead, and Preston Turner with the dunk. And now, loose ball on the inbound play. There's a tie-up. The Grizzlies tried to call a timeout on that play. I think they called a jump ball, and so it's going to be Grizzly basketball. Timeout on the floor. 13:46 to play in the second half. In Mineral Area with a 13-point lead, 44-31. During the media timeout, back in a minute on KDY. Well, as it turns out, the tie-up does go back to Mineral Area, so that's a turnover on the Grizzlies again, and they've got 16 now tonight. 44-31, high screen, Tyler Smith back in the game for Mineral Area. Out to Preston Turner on the left wing, gets a screen, cuts across the lane, goes up, right-hand layup off the board, no good, fought four and picked up by Smith back on the right side. Stephen McDonald in the ball game now for Mineral Area. Free throw line, pressure on the ball, knocked away and stolen. Kenan Peebles in the backcourt, gets it to JV and Downey. Up the floor, Trayon in the corner. Deep three for Lucas, it's no good. Rebounded by Preston Turner on the weak side. Up the right side, they have the Grizzlies' numbers. Here's a left-hand driving layup, up good. Foul on the play, and the basket will count, and the blocking foul on JV and Downey. Marcus Watson gets the lay-in plus. He'll get a free throw as Javian Downey picks up his second foul. 46-31. And the free throw try is an air ball. That's the second air ball Mineral Area shot tonight from the free throw line. But we're down by 15. Perla on the inbound in the backcourt. Javian Downey back to Lucas. Ball kicked out of bounds. And it's the Grizzlies. Riley Whitaker will throw the basketball in. It is so hard to score against these guys. 13 minutes to go. We have 31 points. Inbound, Javian. Beats the press. Up ahead, Foster. Grant Foster with a two-handed dunk. Trayon got ahead of the field and got the dunk. He has 4 points, 46-33. Here's Watson out front. Down the key, stops, kicks it outside. Marion Dickerson will drive in, slid, no whistle. Now on the left side. The wing three is shot for Smith, and he missed it. Ball out of bounds, last touch by the Grizzlies. And I think we're going to get another timeout. We are. 12:34 to go in the second half. Another timeout. 46-33, Cardinals back in 30 seconds on KDY. 12 minutes, 34 seconds left in the game here in Park Hills tonight. Grizzlies trail by 13, 46-33. Here's the inbound play on the sideline. The catch by Turner gets it back out to Dickerson. And that's an illegal screen against Charles Outlaw. Foul on Mineral Area. So that's a turnover. Charles Outlaw's second foul. That's the fourth turnover on Mineral Area. Lucas Prola gets the ball to Riley Whitaker on the sideline. He's double-teamed, dribbles to the corner. Back out to Lucas up the left side toward the timeline. Lucas dribbles to the baseline, spins back to the middle, knocked away from behind, picked up by Kenan Peebles. He'll drive all the way in, puts it up, partially blocked, and he is fouled on the play, and boy, did he hit the floor hard. I'm not sure what hit first, but whatever it was that hit the floor, hit hard, I think it was his left knee. He'll get up and try to walk that off. And the crowd gives KP a nice round of applause. They'll give him a moment to kind of gather himself before he goes to the free throw line. And he'll have two shots. Kendon yet to score tonight. He'll have two chances here. He could make it an 11-point game if he could make them both. And his first try is no good. One more try for the Virginian, and it's up and good. Kenyon will come out of the hobbling. And we'll get him out of the ball game here. Kyle Germany is back in. Josh Mio has it in the right corner. Moves in. Now back to the left elbow. Fadeaway jumper is good. Josh Mio with a nice shot. Mio has six. And now ball is going to be stolen on a bad pass. Picked up by Mineral Area. And back they come with Mio in the left corner. Feeds it back to Marion Dickerson. 48-34. Watson, free throw line jumper, is off the back iron, long, picked up by Kyle Germany. Front court, here's a drive, no good on the shot by Kyle. Trayon went up to get the rebound, but just out of his reach. In the left corner, Josh Mio, 48-34 Cardinals. He'll pull up, shoot a 13-footer straight on, good. 50, and now a steal on the inbound pass. And the layup no good, but a foul on the play. And it'll be two shots for Marcus Watson. Riley Whitaker will pick up his third foul. So Marcus Watson, we've matched our turnover total from the last game against these guys, and we still have 10 minutes to go. Free throw is good. Marcus Watson, who shot an air ball on his last free throw, nothing but net there. Full timeout on the floor. 10:49 to play, and Mineral Area starting to pull away. 51-34, and we're back in 1 minute on KDY. 10:49 to play in the basketball game. Cardinals with the lead, 51-34 here at Mineral Area over the Grizzlies. Another free throw attempt is no good. Rebound long to the far corner, picked up by Carlos Paul, and the Grizzlies will bring it down. Kyle to JV and Downey. Riley Whitaker has it. Bounce pass, Carlos Paul on the right wing. Urji Hanami. JV and Downey now. On the right side, picked up by Donald. Wraparound pass, right at his knees, bounces out of bounds. Turnover, Grizzlies. Javian's bounce pass, too low, too hard, and into the second row off Carlos' right knee. Cardinals bring it down. They're in the driver's seat, up 17. Inside, low block. Here's Dickerson. Gets trapped underneath, goes up, shoots and scores. Dickerson with 8.5, 17 for the game. Riley Whitaker. Now on the left wing, Urji Hanami with an up fake, dribbles it back. Back out to Javian Downey with 10 on. Carlos Ball back to Javian. 5 on the shot clock. Dribbles across, pull up left point, shot blocked, and a late whistle, and a foul is called. But it was a foul. And it'll be, should be, I think, 3 shots. So Dickerson has whistled for his second foul, and Javian Downey will have a chance for a hat trick here if he can make all 3. Javian, 1 out of 2 from the line, hasn't scored in the second half, has 5 points for the ball game. Javian Downey's first of 3 is good. .932 to go in the ball game. Grizzlies down by a bunch. Next try, no good. 18-point game. Kamari Vincent in for Riley Whitaker for the Grizzlies. And the third try is good. So Javian makes two out of three. It's 53-36. Mineral Area content to play half court and take their time. To the right corner, a catch by Mio. Deep three is up and around, no good. Ball is slapped off the backboard, picked up inside by the Cardinals' Trey Smith. Now at the point, Donald has it. Stephen Donald back over on the left side. Smith to Mio on the right wing. Screen to the right, goes that way. Cut off, fall away jumper in the corner. Hits the side iron, no good. And rebounded by the Grizzlies and Urji Hanami. Kyle Germany out front. Hands it back to Mari Vincent. They don't give you many open looks. You got to really work for your points against these guys. Kyle Germany drives the lane. Inside. Oh, in the left corner, wide open, Kamari with the three, no good. Ball comes off to Marion Dickerson. They come back on the run. Dickerson keeps it on the floor, puts it up on the drive, up, and the ball goes in. There's a blocking foul call on the Grizzlies. Javian Downey on the block. They may have called that before the shot. Trayon Grant Foster is in. Lucas Prola is in for the Grizzlies. Well, they counted the basket, didn't they? He'll get one free throw. 55-36. And good. That makes it a 20-point game. Cardinals have outscored the Grizzlies 25-16 here in the second half. Lucas Prola. Kamari Vincent has it. On the left sideline, popping out high, middle of the floor, Kyle Germany. Gets the screen, goes left, pick and roll, gets it to Carlos Paul. And now ball flies out of his hand and stole it. Here's a three-on-one break the other way. Alley-oop way too high. And saved by Marion Dickerson. That was a good play just to keep that ball from going out of bounds. Now three from the right side, Smith, no good. Outlaw there for the putback, and he can't get it to go. Kamari in the front court on the left wing, over to Lucas Prola. Open shot from the right wing for three, and it's good. Lucas makes it 56-39 with 7.5 minutes to play. We scored 58 the first time we played Mineral Area. We scored 41 the second time. Right now we're sitting on 39. Free throw line jumper by Donald is good. For Durante Tucker. Durante Tucker with the basket. 58-39. Lucas Prola, right point. Dribbles across to the left corner. Kamari Vincent. Now he'll force the three. That ball's off the lip of the rim. No good. Outlaw with a rebound. Up the floor, he got to stop the ball, kick it, left corner, up fake there. Tucker gets it middle of the court to the right point. Bounce pass underneath, wide open. Layup is up and good by Tyler Smith. 60-39. Trayon Grant Foster, left corner. Lucas Prola drives the lane, goes up and around, reverse layup is good. Lucas Prola put it on the floor. They gave him the baseline. He took it, and he now has 7 all in this half. 60-41. Kendon Peebles gets ready to check in for the Grizzlies. 12 on the shot clock. Down the left side of the key. Smith drives, shoots, no good. He got fouled on the shot. That will be on Carlos Paul. So now, officially, every player that has played for the Grizzlies has committed a foul tonight. 6:01 to play. And Mineral Area comfortably in front by a count of 60-41. And we'll come back in 1 minute on KDY. Tyler Smith at the free throw line for Mineral Area, trying to make it a 20-point game, and he does, and he'll get one more. It's 61-41, 6:01 to go. We'll talk to Jerry Fay when it's all said and done. Next try is no good. Rebound to Kendon Peebles. Grizzlies come back up the right side with Kyle Germany. Top of the circle. Now on the left wing to Riley Whitaker. They do such a good job defensively of pushing you away from the basket. Lucas dribbles to the baseline, wraparound pass out front. Trayon Grant Foster steps through, lost the ball, and he got fouled on the drive. And that's going to be team foul number 5 on Mineral Area. Donald with a foul for Mineral Area. It's his first. Inbound from underneath. Kyle Germany for the Grizzlies. Lobs it out front, and Kendon Peebles has it. Hands to Kyle off the screen, and an illegal screen on Trayon Grant Foster. Foul number 2 on Trey, and that turns it back over. The Mineral Area with that is 20 turnovers tonight. Marcus Watson is double-teamed on the side. Bounce pass to the corner. Watson left-handed, goes left around the screen. They'll jump double-screen him, or double-team him. Bounce pass to the corner. Good defense by Kendon. Out of bounds. That'll be off Mineral Area. Kendon still hobbling. Banging his knee on the floor a little while ago. Made a good defensive play there to get the ball back. 61-41. Javian Downey on the inbound pass to Riley Whitaker. Gives it back to Lucas Prola. Lucas in the front court. To the high post, Trayon Grant Foster puts it on the floor, and we'll have a holding foul call. Preston Turner will get called for his second foul. Dickerson back in for Donald for the Cardinals. 61-41 inbound from underneath. Javian gets it in to Trayon Grant Foster. Up fake on the right side on the wing. Kicks it cross court. Riley's got an open 3. That's good. Good assist that time from Trayon Grant Foster. Riley Whitaker knocks it down, 61-44. On the sideline, Watson takes it underneath and goes up, scores, foul on the play, and the basket counts. Javian Downey is called for the foul on the shot, his third. And Watson, with that basket, gives him 9.5 and 15 for the game. He and Marion Dickerson have combined for 33 points tonight. 63-44. One free throw try here for the left-hander, and it's good. 16 for Marcus Watson. He is probably their best player. Here's a ball knocked away from Lucas Prola from behind and a steal. Watson on the right wing, top of the circle. Lobs it over the top. A catch and shoot is good by Marion Dickerson. Watson, 66-44. Trayon to the right point. Kyle Germany dribbles down. Back out it goes to Trayon. He'll curl over the top and drive, but a foul and a holding foul. And that'll put Trayon at the free throw line for the Grizzlies. Marcus Watson with number 2 on him. So Trayon goes to the free throw line. He has 4 points tonight. First free throw attempt here with 3:55 to play. Free throw is good. One more try for the freshman from Indian Hills. The next one is good. 6 points for Trey tonight. It's 66-46. Donald out front for Mineral Area. Bounce pass right at the feet of a teammate. And that's a turnover. They're fifth in the half, six for the game. Up ahead, two-handed dunk by Kendon Peebles as he got down the floor. Ran the floor well, and that's his first field goal. He has 3 points. 66-48. Mio will drive all the way. Puts it up on the drive, up and good. Josh Mio with 10, now quickly back. Kendon Peebles gets it, and he is fouled as the Grizzlies force the ball quickly up the floor. That's on Durante Tucker, number one on him for Mineral Area. Outlaw is in the ball game. Preston Turner goes out. Durante Tucker goes out. Kendon Peebles at the line with a 20-point game, 68-48. First try here is good. One more try, 68-49. 3:18 to play, and this one is good. Kendon missed his first one from the line tonight, but he's made three in a row, and he has five. 68-50. Now ball stolen. Good job by Trayon Grant Foster up ahead. Germany shot blocked from behind. What a play by Marcus Watson. So the team's trade turnovers, and the Cardinals have it. Out front, Josh Mio, guarded by Lucas Prola, who bodies up against him and cuts him off. Now a double team back out to the point. Tyler Smith has it. He has, he has it knocked away, but he was fouled on the play. Trayon has his third foul. Trayon Grant Foster with number three. And both teams well over the limit. 2:40 to go. 68-50. So the Cardinals are going to sweep the regular season against the Grizzlies 3-0. First try here is good. Tyler Smith. He doesn't start, but he is a really good guard off the bench. Marcus Watson, their point guard, he is terrific. But Marion Dickerson, 6'5", swing guy, he is their main guy. Front court, Grizzlies break the press. Here's Riley for a three on the left side, shot an air ball. And it's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by the Cardinals trying to save that thing from going out of bounds. 70-50. And the bench has officially been cleared. Grizzly basketball on the inbound play from underneath. To the corner, Riley Whitaker. Bounce out, Kendon Peebles. JV and Downey now. Over the top, that corner, it's a bad pass, deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with the Grizzlies. Six on the shot clock, 2:16 on the game clock. Played inbounds, JV and Downey, three on the shot clock. Shoots a three from the point, no good on the back iron. And the Cardinals come back. Here's a drive and a shot, no good. Short-armed off the side of the rim. Down the key all the way. Here's a drive by Downey, out of control, lost the basketball. Here's a three on the left side, and that shot up and good. And Hendon Peebles gets the ball on the low block, turns and scores. So KP is having a pretty good second half, got 7 points. Pass in the low block. Here's the shot up, no good. Tip back up and good. Francisco Monreal gets his first basket. He's coming in the game. Grant Foster left corner. Up fake by Downey. Cut off. No, it stepped out of bounds. Turnover Grizzlies. 24 turnovers on the Grizzlies tonight. So we're down to a minute. Here's a steal. Kenan Peebles gets it. Takes it in with a two-handed dunk. Now up the floor quickly. The Cardinals will force a shot, and they get bailed out on a wild shot and a foul on the Grizzlies with 47 seconds left. Riley Whitaker got his fourth right there. And with that, the free throw shooter here is going to be Savon Sutton from York, Pennsylvania. The first one is good. Kamari Vinson in the front court. Trayon Grant Foster spins to the middle, goes up, got it stripped, but he got fouled on the play. And it'll be, I think, two shots. I believe that's a double bonus now. And here's the first try, in and out, no good. No good again. Rebound is going to be out of bounds off the Grizzlies, and we're down to 34 seconds to play. Mineral basketball. In the backcourt. Up the right side, now in the front court. Down the key, kick it to the left corner. Jacob Howell with it. Back out it goes. At the left point, 18 on the shot clock, 28 on the game clock. Taking their sweet time here. Down the key, kick it out to the right point. Howell with an up fake, dribbles over, shoots a two, way short, partially blocked. Picked up inside, wrap around, bounce pass, Donald lays it up and good. Stephon McDonald with that, and that's the ball game. Final score, 79-54. Mineral Area beats the Grizzlies for the second time this season. And we'll talk to Coach Jared Fay coming up in just about a minute from now on Hot Country, KDY. Jared Fay will join us here as he gets the harness on over here to my left. The final again is 79-54, and the Mineral Area wins the game for the third time against the Grizzlies this year. Coach, the one thing about Mineral Area, all the other stuff that happens in the ball game, every time down the floor, I don't know if they're the best defensive team we've played against this year, but they're one of them. They're really, really good on the defensive end.
Yeah, I would say they are the best team. They're going to force some turnovers no matter what you do. They're really good. They guard different than else. What I'm frustrated with is probably our unforced turnovers, because you're going to turn the ball over a little bit against them, but we got to eliminate the unforced one.
Can't rely on my numbers, but you get a ballpark idea. I had 24 turnovers tonight, and I only had them for 8. So that's 16 more chances to score than us, if you look at it like that.
Yeah, and, we really were struggling with turnovers. I feel like our last 3 or 4 games, that's been one thing we've gotten a lot better at. Again, tonight it was some of the unforced ones. Dribbling the ball a little carelessly, or dribbling the ball to the corner, getting stuck in the corner, not moving without the ball well enough. But that's a big thing. you play against Mineral Area, and I told our guys at halftime, you know, this is the type of game where points are like touchdowns.
Right.
And you know, if we could just hit a couple threes here and there, we're probably right back in the game, but didn't shoot it great either. Thought most of our looks were good, but you just have to keep guarding them because they're really going to keep guarding. You got to give them a lot of credit.
And I think you also see the benefit of a team that, for most of the season anyway, has started five sophomores most games, and you don't think about that difference between freshmen and sophomores, but, boy, you see it in the way that they run their offense. They cut without the basketball. You don't see people standing around dribbling the ball. They're constantly in motion, and if you get down 20 against these guys, like you said, possessions are a premium. You get down 20, and that's like being down 40 against somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. You know, very well-coached team, obviously, too, and a lot of sophomores. And, you know, so, where they're good, too, is just their big, strong, physical athletes. Their guards that kind of just go right at us. We didn't guard the ball very well tonight. And if we let them get a head start against us right there, again, you kind of see that physicality of the sophomores. And, you know, Jamie and Downey needs to hit the weight room this summer. Just some little things like that.
And we'll be back home on Wednesday night, and we've got one more home game, and that'll be against Three Rivers. So many of these games that, you know, we have been in, this one not necessarily tonight in the second half, but, you know, Three Rivers is a team comparable to us probably as far as talent goes, and a team that if we can play well, we've got a chance to win a game Wednesday.
Yeah, we do. You know, the last time we played them at home, lost on the buzzer beater in overtime, it was a great game. It's good to have Lucas back out here, and, you know, I think Wednesday night possibly is going to be the first game that we've had everyone healthy and since, you know, the start of the season. So we're optimistic for Wednesday night, but love to see everyone come out there, and it is Three Rivers we're playing.
So what difference, we've seen Lucas so little this season, and we got to see him do some stuff tonight, got to see his shooting ability. What does he add when and if you can have him out there?
You know, he provides some toughness to us. He's a pretty good defender, definitely our best shooter. And, you know, when you miss a lot of time, it's kind of like, you know, being on the injured list in baseball and coming back and all of a sudden you're trying to hit a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. It's not the same as batting practice. And so you see that a little bit with him, but I think you see the glimpses of things, the feel for the games coming back to him. And again, Mineral's a tough team, very good defensively, but we were able to see him kind of show some flashes of what he can do, and we think he'll just keep getting better the rest of this year.
He's been obviously able to do more lately with that foot injury, but it's hard to stay in shape if you got a foot injury, you know?
Yeah, and you know, he does a good job riding the bike and all that kind of stuff, but, you know, again, you can shoot all you want, do all the workouts and even all the practice, but there's nothing like game reps and game speed. And so, you know, again, we saw bits and pieces here tonight of what he can do.
All right. So last home game Wednesday night. Coach, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Alex.
Jared Fay, head coach of the Grizzlies. The final is 79-54. The scoring for the Grizzlies, one player in double figures tonight. He's our Don's Auto Service player of the game, Carlos Paul. He had 11. The Grizzlies got scoring tonight from Kendon Peebles. He had 9 points this evening, 7 apiece for Javian Downey and Lucas Prola. 6 apiece for Urji Hanami and Trayon Grant Foster. 5 points by Kyle Germany and 3 points from Riley Whitaker. The Cardinals had, let's see, they had 12 players scored in this ball game, led by Amarian Dickerson, who had 22 points, 16 for Marcus Watson, 11 points for Tyler Smith, and 10 for Josh Mio. The turnover count was just, again, staggering. In the last two games, unofficially, against this Mineral Area team, in the last two games against them, the Grizzlies have turned the ball over a total of 51 times. It's hard to beat anybody, much less the seventh-ranked team in the country, who now go to 26-1. Grizzlies, with the loss here tonight, that's 10 straight, and the losing streak started here January the 10th, and it continues here on February the 17th. So, final again, Grizzlies drop it to Mineral Area 79-54. Next broadcast next Wednesday night from the Civic Center when the Grizzlies will host the Three Rivers Raiders. Till then, thanks to Jasmine in the studio, I'm Harlan Hutchison. Final score, Mineral Area 79, MSU West Plains 54, and good night from snowy Park Hill.